Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 22. The Reverend John Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the 9th chapter. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight. He neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine, to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. For today, their champion has arisen. Today, we commemorate your chosen instrument, O Lord, whom you sent to carry your name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Saul of Tarsus, Saint Paul, apostle to the Gentiles. The name of Saul and Paul is renowned. It's a full half of the choir's namesake this week. He's the one who came breathing murderous threats. He's the one who did so much evil against the way. He's the one who held the coats while Stephen, your witness, O Lord, was slain. He's the one who, with zeal for your name, most opposed it without knowledge. But by your hand, he is also become the Isaiah and the Jeremiah and the Ezekiel of the New Testament. He is your chosen instrument, the slave of your Son, and a bearer of your Holy Spirit's sword. Just as Peter attests, the author of Holy Scripture and full of wisdom. Whether as planter or as waterer, his churches span from Asia to Macedonia to Greece. His circuit is from Jerusalem even to Rome, perhaps even to Spain and Britain. And though he claims that he is speaking always as a madman, we who hear his boasting can hardly say it is unwarranted. What saint has accomplished or endured more than blessed Paul? And yet, it is not his name, but your name, O Lord, that the peoples praise. It is for the sake of your name that he once persecuted, but it is for the sake of your name that now he suffers. It is to your name that he is bound as servant. It is to your name, O Lord, that every knee shall bow. And what name is this? Who are you, Lord? You are Jesus. You are the Son of God, the Christ. You are the justifier of the ungodly, just like Paul, just like us. And salvation is found in no other name. So here we are now, dear saints. We are 8 days after St. Peter's confession, now here with St. Paul's conversion. And between them, at least here and other places, by a bit of liturgical wisdom and the course of the calendar, but we know not by accident, came the Feast of the Transfiguration. So what is made bright and clear to us in all of these feasts that are coming together is that our eyes are to be fixed on Jesus. He is the Christ. He is the well-pleasing Son of the living God, and we at all times are to listen to him and to be devoted to his name. His name is proved most precious and most powerful in the Holy Cross. His suffering on that cross was necessary. The sins of the world are blotted out by it, all that the nations together with Israel might be visited and redeemed with the knowledge of salvation, as we will hear in a moment, by the forgiveness of their sins. And baptized into his name, dear fellow Christians, each of us were marked with the sign of that same holy cross, which indicates that we also should expect to suffer for his name. But know this, when we endure such suffering, we will learn just what was revealed to Saul in today's gospel. We will learn that our Lord Jesus blesses those who bear his name so much that when they suffer, he is pleased to take our sufferings to heart as if our enemies were persecuting him directly. Such is his love and connection to us. So let the peoples praise him, including each and every one of us today. And may he strengthen us after the example of St. Paul to rise and to stand firm in the name of Jesus. As Paul confessed, I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard me even to that day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.